Why do you call cows to get them to come in to be fed?
Well, sometimes people got different ways. Some people call them by mouth, some people go out there and on truck and call them. Brought it home.
How would you call yours? Don't call him too loud. Probably all your cows thundering up here. How would you call horses then?
Horses.
Mm-hmm. How would you call a horse from the field?
Horse.
And two. How do they know which one you want?
The horse and the mule, they that same one.
No,
you
I
see
mean,
when
how?
You see a cow, you just whoo.
Oh, you do.
That's different. Whoop, that's horse.
Oh, it
mule.
Is.
Call it cattle.
I see. How about calling calves?
Calves.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
What do you say to a cow to get it to stand still while you're milking?
So.
How do you call hogs?
Wee.
Is there a different call that you use for hogs than pigs?
Yeah, piggy.
Now that's for the pigs.
Pig.
What about
call
the hogs?
Hog, baby. Whoop. You're calling your hog then. You're getting ready for the pig. Come on, pig. It's a different call.
I see. What do you say to horses to get them to turn right or left when you're plowing?
Go right to G, left ho.
And to get them to start.
Stop, whoa. Start, come up.
And to get them to back up.
Go back.
I never thought until I started doing these interviews what you did to get a horse to back up. I just never thought about a horse having to back up. I'm real not with it. A place where cows are put to be milked, maybe in a barn.
It'll be in a barn sometimes, cow pen. People used to, before they had a barn no more. Most times, everybody didn't have a barn and made a better place out there. Why can they got called a cow pen? It's the milk pen.
Now that's away from the barn?
That's away from the barn. So you just go out there and bail you up, put some poses down, and put you up a ship, and get your cows in there and milk one. Set your buckets up on the ship there with that milk in, go back and milk another, and set it up there and get through milk and get your buckets. Go to the house and strain your milk up.
Yeah.
And then one now while they run dairy, I have milk for a man running dairy while he has his cans and everything at the barn. There's a milk strain and everything on and I milk this cow, pour the milk over in that strainer and go in that can, 5 gallon, 10 gallon can, till I get it full and I take that strain off and put in another and shut that up, go ahead on. If I'm got a bunch of cows. I used to milk for a day. I used to milk 1,700 cows for a man for a day.
Oh, did you?
Twice a day.
Well, have you always been a farmer?
Always been.
And this was side work that you did?
Yeah, my little day work, something like that.
I see.
Like some people. I had a man that lived over there. He didn't want to go back to Illinois to see his people. He got me milk his day for him, run his day for 2 weeks for him.
Milk
his cows and things. I did that.
Now, when you say a dairy, do you think about somebody who sells the milk? That's right. Then is there a place on a farm sometime that's called a dairy?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what would that be? I mean, what? A place on a farm, maybe where they store the milk or the butter, and they're not going to sell it. It's just a place where they store it. Would they ever call that a dairy?
Now, when they have a dairy, they milk the cows and get that milk and the can of milk and ship it to the place, you know, where they reserve it for. I suppose they make it butter and everything. I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sure they
sometimes do. Sometimes they have their own out here that's separated. And don't have nothing send nothing but the cream.
Mm, I see.
They have separators, you know. Don't
I
send
see.
Nothing but the cream. And they feed the skim milk, they feed that to the calves out on a dairy now on the farm, what I work on dairy. Feed the skim milk to the calves, the baby calves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them calves suck no cow. And milk the cow.
He's gotten all the good milk.
Separate the milk and give him.
give him the skim.
Yeah.
Look like he wouldn't gain on skim milk.
Yeah, not too much, but they always fed him. You had to give him some filled milk.